It's time for this week's Teach Me What You Know. Today we're exploring the tradition of pickling. Maybe your grandparents knew how to do it, or your parents, but if you haven't learned how to pickle foods yet, we'll get you up to speed today.
Our guest is Jennifer McKenzie. She's a professional home economist, food writer, and the author of 6 cookbooks, including the just released Best of Bridge Home Preserving. Jennifer, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, before we launch in, can you explain to us what exactly pickling is?
Form of preserving, and everybody's probably had dill pickles, and the way they get that way, they started out as cucumbers, and by using vinegar and other seasonings like salt and spices and things, we actually infuse the vegetables with the pickling liquid. That's what it's called when you mix together the vinegar and the water, and that actually preserves the vegetables so that you can keep them in a jar and process them and have them for months and months to come, long after the harvest.
So the pickled cucumber is probably the go-to one. We've all had those. What are some of the other veggies that really lend themselves to pickling?
Oh, you know what? It's amazing when you start getting down to it. Any of the firmer, hard vegetables, for sure. Cauliflower. Like, cauliflower is great. Green beans. I love to pickle green beans. Asparagus, even. Sort of the ones that are porous that will allow the pickling liquid to get in them, but then they stay firm. So those pickled beets are obviously very classic. And you can even go with zucchini and garlic scapes and carrots and, you know, pickled cabbage. Obviously, you know, sauerkraut's pretty famous, and that's a form of pickling as well.
Now, you can flavor it different ways, right? Depending on the vinegar and also the herbs and spices that go into it. What do you recommend?
Yeah, you know what? That's what I really like, because, I mean, a good classic dill pickle, you can't go wrong, and that's usually dill and sometimes some garlic, and then white vinegar so that you're not, you know, adding flavor that way. It's just more of an acid. But you can go with cider vinegar. The one important thing is not to sub vinegars in a recipe. So if it calls for white vinegar or cider vinegar, you need to make sure the percent of acid is the same. So if it's a 5% vinegar, that's okay. You can use cider that's 5% or white vinegar that's 5%. I like cider vinegar. It kind of gives a bit of a mellower, not sweet, but just a slightly sweet. So I like to use that for my bread and butter pickles because it enhances the spices, like mustard seeds and, you know, the bit of sugar and things in a sweeter pickle.
Now, pickling's a little bit cooking, a little bit chemistry, and a fairly complicated process in my experience. Is it something that a newcomer, a novice, can really pull off?
Absolutely, and it's not that complicated if you have a good set of instructions. A lot of people might rely on what they remember their grandmother doing, or, you know, they sort of try and fly by the seat of their pants, and that's not the safest way to do it, because you want it preserved properly. Food can spoil if it's not preserved properly, so you need the right acid level, so the right amount of vinegar. So it's best to get a good recipe that's current, sort of not something from 75 years ago, but something published in the last 10 or 15 years, and follow the recipe and measure the ingredients accurately, and then it's not very complicated. Basically, you prepare your vegetables, you prepare your pickling liquid, you heat it up, and preparing the jars properly is important as well.
Well, let's talk about that equipment. What do we need to can stuff?
Mm-hmm. A couple big pots and some mason jars. So I really encourage people to use the proper mason jars that are designed for canning, not your old mayonnaise jar, not your old jam jar, you know, from a store-bought product, because those aren't designed to be reused and heated. So buy the proper mason jars, and then those two-piece lids. So you get the disc part and the ring part, and buy the new disc part every time you use them. You can reuse the rings as long as they're not rusted, but do buy the new sealer part, because that seal on the inside of that lid is what prevents bad things from getting in the jar and stuff from leaking out. So you want a new sealer. And then a big canning pot. You can buy the enameled canning pots, and they're really quite inexpensive. But really, you just need a pot that's going to hold your jars with 1 to 2 inches of water above the top of the jar. So if you have a big stock pot that fits, you don't even have to buy a special canner. But you do need a rack or something on the bottom to make sure the jars don't clunk around and break on the bottom.
You mentioned preparing the jars before you get started. What do you have to do?
Wash them really well. So first check them, make sure there's no chips or anything in the rim, because that can crack in the heat. So check your jars, wash them really well. I like to throw them through my dishwasher on a sanitizing cycle, but you can just wash them in hot soapy water really well and keep them hot. So you don't want to put hot food into a cold jar, because that can crack it. So make sure your jar is hot. So keep it in a pot of simmering water. They don't recommend you put them in the oven anymore. I often just, keep them in a sink full of really, really hot water, plop them into the canner for the last sort of 10 minutes to make sure they're really nice and hot. Then empty out the water before you fill them.
Okay, so we've got our prepared mason jars, we've got our fresh tops and our rings. So what do we do with the vegetables? How do we prepare for that part?
Well, the first important part is picking your vegetables, because you want really high-quality vegetables, and you want them as fresh as possible. So you don't want to sort of, get your cucumbers or your green beans and wait a week or so and then decide to make pickles, because preserving the freshness means preserving the freshest vegetables possible. And also check them for any spots of mold or wrinkling. You don't want to do that, because one moldy bean can spoil the batch. So do check them carefully, choose really high quality vegetables, and then pickle them as soon as you can. Within a day or two of harvest is optimal for sure. So each recipe is a little bit different. Cucumbers, you scrub them, sometimes you slice them, sometimes you quarter them, all depends on the kind of pickle you're doing. And some of them you have to salt overnight or for a few hours. So check the recipe, and what salting does is draws out some of the liquid from inside the vegetable, and that makes more room for the pickling liquid to go in. And so that's how you infuse the vegetables with flavor. Something like green beans are actually really easy. You just give them a wash, trim off the stem ends, and you heat those right up in the pickling liquid. So you don't even have to do anything ahead for green beans.
Well, a lot of times when I cook, I kind of wing it. I take the recipe as an inspiration and kind of work from there. When canning, though, can I be so free-spirited?
I would rather not. Rather you follow a recipe. That said, you can change up the seasonings. So if you like your dill pickled with lots of garlic, you can add more garlic. But don't change the amount of vinegar and water in a recipe, because the vinegar in the water is going to determine your pH. So your pH is what is your acid level, and that's what preserves your product. So don't wing it on that. Don't wing it on the sugar amount or the salt amount. But your other seasonings, you can add some mustard seeds. I know some people add some curry powder. So seasonings you can play around a little more with, but definitely keep to a tested recipe on your vinegar, sugar, and salt levels.
Okay, so we're at the fun part. We're preparing our veggies. We're putting them in the jars. What happens then?
Well, some of them go into jars with the veggies cold. Some of them need to be heated up. So say I'm doing my green beans. I cook my pickling liquid, so I bring my sugar, my vinegar, my water, and my spices. I sent you the recipe for the sweet and tangy green beans,
right.
And those have a bit of sugar, some salt, mustard seeds, celery seeds, allspice, vinegar, and water. Bring that to a simmer and get that really nice and boiling and cooked out, so make sure your sugar's dissolved. Then you put the beans right in and heat them up in the liquid. So you get those all heated up, and then really it's just a matter of filling the jars. So I like to use silicone-coated tongs, and so I empty the jar of my hot water. It's nice and hot. I do it one jar at a time. Pack the green beans in with my silicone-coated tongs. If I'm being fancy, I line them all up in a pretty fashion so they're all standing like, little soldiers in the jar. If I'm just in a hurry, I just shove them in. And then make sure you leave enough room in any kind of pickling you're doing for lots of pickling liquid, because if you pack your jar too full of vegetables, you don't have enough liquid to surround them, and then that's what's going to, be the preserving and the flavor. So leave enough space in amongst the vegetables to pour in the liquid, then pour in the hot pickling liquid. Check your head space. Do you know what head space is?
I'm assuming it's at the top of the
jar.
It's at the top of the jar.
Jar, I was
not car. Yeah. Jar, right?
Yeah, so where the level of your liquid stops inside your jar and to the top of the jar, that's your head space. And for pickles, it's about half-inch headspace that you want. So I really, in particular, I measure. I have a little headspace measurer, and I do measure it. and make sure there's no air bubbles amongst the vegetables, because then, you know, you'll end up with less liquid. And you want your vegetables to be immersed in liquid. You don't want them poking out of the top of the liquid. So adjust that. Wipe the rim off so there's no liquid on the rim, because I've never been able to put a jar in, you know, that I don't spill on the rim. So wipe those off and then put those lids on and then repeat till all your jars are full. But putting these into your hot canner, so you've we forgot about that part. Bring your canning water to a boil first.
Right.
So put all your jars in once they're sealed. Immerse them down with the rack in the canner. So you want the water to be 1 to 2 inches above the jars, the top of the jars in the canner. Bring it back to a boil. And once it's back at a boil, that's when you start what's called your processing time. So everything should be processed in a boiling water canner. I know lots of people never do it, and lots of people have never done it, but I call it insurance. Once you've gone to all that work of filling your jars and picking your wonderful produce and making your pickles, the canning just makes sure the jars are going to seal, and it heats any of the ingredients inside that might have little spores of bacteria or mold or anything. It kills those so that nothing can grow once you've got the jars sealed. So bring that to a boil. For pickles, it's usually about 10 minutes. And tomato things are a little longer. They need about 20 minutes. But for pickles, it's usually 10 or 15 minutes. And so once the canner comes back to a boil, set your timer. And then after that time, turn your canner off. Leave the jars in for about 5 minutes. And let the sort of bubbling subside in the canner, and that helps prevent, if you ever had the jar where the liquid kind of oozes out the lid after it's come out of the canner, because the water inside's boiling, you know, the liquid inside's boiling, so you don't want it to boil out through the lid.
So we're assuming that all goes well, our jars seal and they cool, and I suppose when you take a bite of these pickles in winter, it tastes like a bit of summer.
Exactly, and that's what, you know, I often find, you know, it's hot, it's steamy, I've got my canner going, I'm like, why am I doing this? And then in February, when it's really cold and snowy and you take a bite, it really is, it's so worth it.
Something that helps us get through the winter. Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Happy pickling.
That was Jennifer McKenzie. She's a professional home economist, food writer, and the author of 6 cookbooks, including the just released Best of Bridge Home Preserving.